Time now for your letters.
It's not that easy being green.
We didn't hear from Kermit the Frog himself, but we did hear from exactly 62 of you about Anthony Brooks's piece last weekend on the Detroit Auto Show. In his story, Brooks identified Elmo as the character who sang It's Not Easy Being Green. It was, of course, Kermit the Frog. And we heard from many listeners, such as this one.
My name is Mary Reese. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. Anthony Brooks must not be the father of young children, or even know any very well. In his report, he referred to the singer of It's Not Easy Being Green as Elmo. Mr. Brooks, please review your Muppets. Elmo is red. The wistful green singer is, of course, Kermit the Frog.
So we called reporter Anthony Brooks. Hey, Anthony, what happened?
Well, what can I say? I made a mistake. I owe Kermit the Frog, obviously, a huge apology. And, you know, I'm in hot water with my 10-year-old daughter who heard the piece and even knew that I got it wrong and inexcusably confused Elmo with Kermit. What can I say? But, Leanne, in my defense, let me just say this. I take full responsibility. I certainly wouldn't want to blame my editor, Les Cook, or your producer, DeVar Adelon, or anyone on your capable staff, or indeed any part of NPR's fine editorial structure, all of which missed this terrible, terrible mistake.
Well, Anthony, I'll just let you know they're taking a little time out in the corner of their offices now.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. And of course, I'm going to be in exile for the next few days studying my Muppets.
Good for you. Anthony, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.
Our interview with Drew Wharton and Dr. Bernie LaBeouf about the return of the elephant seals to the coast of California brought back happy memories for Hillary Grist from Roseville, California. I greatly enjoyed the piece by Leanne Hansen and friends about the elephant seals. She persisted with questions as they took shape within the interview, and the sounds of the seals came through loud and clear, she writes. Being a California native, I have heard these wonderful creatures before, and hearing them again, I could see them in my mind's eye. I chuckled by the charm of the ending. Somewhere over the sea, with their call singing with the music. Class act. Whether the subject is frogs, seals, or Muppets, or anything else you hear on our show, write to us. Go to our website at npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.